What's it like to know you control your own destiny?
It's great. It's great to know that because it kind of eases the pressure a little bit. You're not dependent on anybody else. It's all on you. And so we know that going into each game that it's all on us. And if we go out there and win these football games, we'll put ourselves in the playoffs.
In terms of the run, what was the key to getting the 125 yards?
Well, I think we found some runs that worked, and we stuck with them the whole game. And our backs ran really hard. They were breaking a lot of tackles and gaining yards after the first hit. So that's why I think our offense was so successful.
One sack for Ryan Tannehill. What does that feel like?
About time. But it felt good. I think because we ran the ball so well, we were able to pass block, and it takes them from blitzing us on third downs. We were in a lot of third and shorts, and so they weren't really teeing off us in the pass game because we ran the ball so effectively.
You guys frustrated all, Mike. It's 6-0 at the half after you just dominated them and be able to come back out and do it again in the second half.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. We got a touchdown call back, missed a field goal, and then we gave up pressure when the guy was wide open down the football field. And so we just got to look at the film, see what went wrong, but we know we can make those plays. We just got to make them now. We know that in games like in the tight games that we're going to be in for the rest of the year, those plays are going to be very critical in football games.
Just almost feel like two wins when you beat the Jets up here. Now you've been part of this a few years.
Kind of, but we got to play them again. So it's a one-game season from here on out, and that's our whole message to this football team is that we got a good one game. It's like the playoffs every week.